coming up with this attack review here by this Nathan Lee. So he says basically what the other reviews have said. I am at a random hotel, completely insane. And there were reviews that actually said this, that I was seeing men following me, seeing men in the bushes. And at the premiere here in Austin, I talked to some reporters outside, and they said, do you really think Bilderberg was real? Do you think those men were there, you know, with sunglasses and earpieces? And I said, you just saw them. It's admitted it's real. But see, they're so invested that Bilderberg doesn't exist that when it's in the Times of London and London Guardian and Associated Press, it still doesn't exist, and I'm crazy. You know, we're not being followed. We're not being arrested. I mean, I've been arrested. It's been that was in every Canadian paper, major paper in the country when I got arrested. It was on CBC television. And they still write articles saying I am a schizophrenic who believes I have been arrested. I mean, who's crazy here? Who is insane here? Because they're so invested in saying there's no New World Order all these years that even as they announce it in Time Magazine and Newsweek and everywhere, we still have to be the crazies. On the somewhat mellower side, Luke Radowski, 21-year-old New Yorker, spends all his free time distributing flyers and DVDs reporting to uncover the truth about 9/11. Seth Jackson, a relief worker in Louisiana, does his part by heckling Bill Clinton and other dark overlords. Yeah, how dare him go heckle a president, you know, to bring up real questions about firefighters and police not getting medical care. Oh, it's a dark overlord. He's crazy, too. It's so un-American and so crazy to go ask questions of your president. That's like something Gandhi or Martin Luther King might do. Oh, man, the company this guy's in. A retired police officer, Jack McClan, meanwhile, has retreated to the safety of a separatist militia group. It's a Christian community in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with their little dogs. This is the distorted mind where they're in their ivory tower insane asylums looking out at us normal people that get angry and have red blood and sweat and, you know, care about freedom, and we are strange to them. But, I mean, I guess if you go to a loony farm, normal people do look crazy. You know, we're the type of people, at least we're shadows of them, that founded this nation. We're red-blooded. We're aggressive. We're angry. And we're going to kick your butt. So I hope you understand that. I'm just glad I'm not, some effeminate, chicken-necked, America-hating person who just goes around picking and ninnying at other people and attacking people that are trying to save the country from the globalists. And look, you will lose in history. The New York Times is going to basically be sold and be a shadow of itself, go bankrupt. That's already happening. You guys, you will not survive the New World Order. Whether it succeeds or fails, you people aren't going to be part of the future. You understand? You're all discredited. You're a joke. Those of us telling the truth that have had the courage to stand up in the face of ridicule, we're going to win the day. There's a movie to be made about the psychology of such men, their personal lives and private obsessions. New World Order merely gawks at them. Opens Friday in Manhattan, directed by Luke Meyer, Andrew Neal, directors of photography. And you know, it is, and it's going to also air on IFC. It is true that, look, I'm not stupid. And now that it's about to come out I'll just come out and tell you what I think. I don't think Andrew and these guys are bad people, but the kind of liberal intellectual set always is above everyone. So that's their internal appetite, is to pick subjects like with Darkon, the last film they made. This is kind of Darkon too. A weird niche, a subculture as they see it. Well, see, we're not that. We're trying to survive. It's a latch dish fighter. We're not just a subculture. And then they kind of analyze it and show our faults and our positive points. But it's still done from a position of on high. And so the film will be seen by those that hate us as a confirmation of what they believe. And then by people that love freedom, they see it and kind of like it because they get it and understand our message. But regardless, it only brings us more listeners. We win.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have no right.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio.
To unleash another blockbuster, Angels and Demons, from the same guy who brought you The Da Vinci Code. The story exposes a secret society called the Illuminati, but this shadowy group has a very real secret that stretches all the way to Arizona. Investigative reporter Tammy Leitner brings us a story of money, murder, and mystery right here in the Valley.
We are under attack from an old enemy.
Find Professor London.
The race to save the Vatican and all of humanity from the clutches of the Illuminati is great fiction on the big screen. But the powerful organization is no myth.
The Illuminati do exist.
Our modern Illuminati mystery brings us to the most unlikely of places. Sun City, the quintessential retirement community. And among the retirees, a man with a secret. Paul Marcinkus was once a papal guard, an archbishop, and president of the Vatican Bank.
Oh no, he knew quite a bit.
And what Marcinkus knew is at the center of a conspiracy theory that has endured for decades. Attorney Jonathan Levy has been locked in a legal battle with the Vatican Bank for years. He says Marcinkus is the central figure in the mysterious death of this man, Roberto Calvi. Calvi, like Marcinkus, was an Italian banker.
They very well were the Illuminati, at least in Italy. Powerful people behind the scenes operating in secrecy.
In 1982, Calvi was found hanged from the Blackfriars Bridge in London. It was staged to look like a suicide. Calvi was connected to the disappearance of...
And we have Dr. Jonathan Levy with us, international law, adjunct faculty at Norwich University in the field of terrorism. Hunter Levy is best known for his role as counsel for plaintiffs in the lawsuit versus the Vatican Bank. We'll talk to him in a moment.
The rusty chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk the road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
VaticanBankClaims.com is the website. Dr. Jonathan Levy joins us. He's obtained declassified documents and hundreds of previously unknown documents regarding a Vatican spy master. So people want to go inside the Vatican spy system, their international espionage systems, what they're up to. Well, we look long and hard to find actually a real accredited expert on this and not one of the myriads of quacks and weirdos out there. But I think this guy's got some pretty good background and research, Dr. Jonathan Levy, professor at Norwich University. Sir, thank you for joining us. Tell us, because, you know, in a three-minute newscast, we only played part of it. It's not very clear exactly what's going on. Boil it down for us, and why are you, 9-10 years later, still in a lawsuit with the Vatican?
Well, yeah, thanks for that introduction, Alex. But, yeah, we've been in federal court for 10 years now. We filed the lawsuit in 1999, seeking return of Nazi gold from the Vatican Bank, and the Vatican has tried every legal trick in the book to get that case out of there, including going to the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, going to Condoleezza Rice, and we've hung in there, and we're still continuing.
Okay, well, I mean, give us a boil down of the Vatican, the Nazis, what happened with the gold, how this ties into the Illuminati, how this ties into Vatican intelligence operatives. Would that be the Jesuits?
Right, Jesuits, Franciscans. In fact, we're suing the Franciscan order as well, but to start at the beginning, as World War II was wrapping up, a group from former Yugoslavia called the Ustasha, which ran the Nazi puppet government in Croatia, started evacuating all the gold and loot they had gotten from concentration camps, whose victims mainly were Serbs, Orthodox Christians. And they were welcomed at the Vatican. A 10-truck convoy of loot was driven into St. Peter's Square and deposited at the Vatican Bank in 1946. U.S. intelligence knew about it, but none of this came out until 1997 or 1998 when the U.S. State Department released information. And we followed it up after that point, did the research, got the declassified documents, sued the CIA to get the declassified documents, and filed a lawsuit in federal court for return of the gold or an accounting of what happened to it.
Well, obviously the Nazis had robbed much of Russia and Western Europe, the Mediterranean, and just unbelievable art, huge salt mines full of gold, diamonds, Rembrandts, and a lot of it disappeared to the U.S., the Russians, but also, as you were reporting, the Vatican. Continue with your lawsuit, the documents you got, you know, where this money went, where these Nazis went, or these Nazi puppets went, and how this ties in to the Vatican Bank and that news piece we just played part of dealing with the Illuminati.
Sure. To cut to the chase on the Illuminati, how do you move literally tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gold after the end of the Second World War, when you know it's contraband, Italy's occupied by the U.S. Military? Well, you do it in connection with some very powerful folks. And people in the CIA, Jim Angleton, who was went on to be head of CIA counterintelligence, was involved. British intelligence, the MI6, was involved with this plot. And it leads up into current banking at the Vatican Bank, going on into the Calvi murder and up into the 1990s with the breakup of Yugoslavia. Who financed all that? Who bought the arms for the Croatians? Where did the money come from? And we think we know the answer.
Yeah, the Croatians had actually served the Nazis, for those who don't know. And the Serbs, I'm not playing sides here, it's just facts, were asking Madeleine Albright, whose family they saved, including her, why are you doing this to us? And they just laughed at them. But I'm glad you know the history. That's why researching your stuff, and it's so accurate from my own research. It's good to find somebody out there who knows more than I do. I don't know that much, but who is actually accurate. Now understanding all of this, I want to go through some of the history of that and bring it up to today. But how much loot does the Vatican have from their exploits worldwide? And I mean, is it true that they hoard a lot of it in Vatican City itself?
Oh, that's a great question, and we found out the answer to that. We, in suing the Vatican Bank, we forced them to give up information about how they operate. Now, what they'll tell you is that they aren't really a bank. Well, it's probably true. They're more like a fencing operation masquerading as a bank. Their charter says that they can take all property, movable and immovable. Well, that's just about everything you can think of, any sort of valuable, painting, a gold brick, antiquities, whatever you want to bring in there. The key to getting something into the Vatican Bank is the magic words, church property. If you can turn your loot, your stolen property, into church property, it goes in the front door at the Vatican Bank and out the back door. And the Nazis aren't the only ones who have done it. The Mafia has used the Vatican Bank for years, and a fella who I've been in contact, Marty Frankel, who's sitting in a federal prison in Texas for his part in the disappearance between somewhere of $50 million and $250 million of insurance money, all went into the Vatican Bank.
I mean, really, doesn't the Vatican operate kind of like one of these, the Cayman Islands or the Bahamas or the way the Swiss do? You know, the Swiss are the armorers for the Vatican, historically, are their bankers. You know, the City of London itself, I mean, all of these little special incorporations all have histories of this, don't they? But I don't think anybody has a history quite as deep and serious as the Vatican.
Well, they're pretty serious, and the reason is, of course, they have diplomatic immunity. Archbishop Marcinkus, that little piece from Phoenix was about, lived in Sun City. He was a criminal. He was wanted by the Italian authorities, but no one could touch the man because he had diplomatic immunity conferred upon him by the smallest country in the world, the Holy See.
So that goes back to the old thing of sanctuary.
Well, it's sanctuary, but it also goes to sovereignty. Remember, the Pope wears three hats. He's head of the church. He's the Prince of Vatican City, and he's head of a sovereign entity called the Holy See, which has diplomatic relations with well over 150 countries, and therefore diplomatic immunity.
Did you see how the Vatican refuses to pay Italy their power bills? I mean, again, I'm not here in a Vatican bashing fest. It just needs to be looked at. Is there any idea how great the wealth of the Vatican is, or is that a secret?
Well, it's not a secret. The Vatican will come out with some phony figures every year saying they're worth about $24 million, but the wealth is unbelievable, and it's what we've discovered in just suing the Franciscan Order was that at one address in California, at one little address at one monastery in California, 24 different corporations were registered. Now you add that up from place to place, and there are literally tens of thousands of entities masquerading as independent entities that are all really the Catholic Church.
Amazing, Mr. Levy. I want to come back in the next segment and get into the Vatican banker getting hung, and you know, when you call it the Illuminati, I mean, is that just another name for secret society or mafia? I mean, well, what is Illuminati to you?
Illuminati is a secret society, but it's not just a secret society. It's a secret society that uses spiritual warfare, and not just economic, but spiritual warfare as well.
You mean they believe that, or they use the religion to control people? What are you saying?
Well, I think there is such a thing as good and evil, and as others have said, you know, we look at warfare, and you have political warfare, economic warfare, and there's another dimension, which is spiritual warfare, and some things are done that are just so evil and contrary to humanity that you'd have to say it goes beyond mere economics and politics.
All right. Well, we're getting a window into somebody who's been suing the Vatican for 10 years, since 1999. He is Dr. Jonathan Levy, professor at Norwich University in the field of terrorism, of all things. He's been one of the most successful people ever in suing them. We'll come back and find out more.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You know, as you look at all these different power structures around the planet, I'm going to talk about this once our guest is gone. They all at the top nexus in with other elites, and I think it's key to see the overall global crime syndicate of these little nation states and these little private corporate systems. The District of Columbia is its own private corporation now. This is how things are done inside the New World Order system. Going back to our guest with the website VaticanBankClaims.com, and big news blitz coming up in your calls, VaticanBankClaims.com. Okay, I mean, there's so much. We got to have you back up in the future to spend a whole hour with us, sir, and take phone calls, but in the limited time today, I mean, there's no doubt the Vatican admits a lot of the Nazi loot went to them, and then you were getting into Serbia and the Croats, who, for those that don't know, they were the puppets for the Nazis, and all the stuff there, and then who financed, you know, the takeover of Serbia. You're saying that's the Vatican. Break that down.
Well, absolutely. There's no question that Croatia received its funding from the Vatican or Vatican financiers in 1990, 1991. And that's where we think a lot of the Nazi loot went to eventually, to break up Yugoslavia, which was, after all, the goal of the Germans, of the Vatican, and of the Croatians.
And why was that their goal?
Well, think about it. Yeah, you know history, Alex. Who killed the Austrian Archduke in 1914 and caused the fall of all the empires?
Well, that was the Black Hand tied in with the Vatican and British intelligence, is what I read.
Yes, but they blame the Serbs for that, ostensibly.
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes.
Of course, that's why the Serbs have always been on the chopping block there in the Balkans. That's the excuse, at least. And, of course, the excuse, again, for breaking up Yugoslavia, turning it into a bunch of mini states. But we aim to see where did this money go to and what was it used for. And to correct you there, no, the Vatican does not admit that it ever took any Nazi gold. They'll do everything possible but to admit to any kind of wrongdoing.
Well, they even say Ratzinger wasn't a Hitler youth, though, so it's kind of getting ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we know we have a eyewitness, thank God, a U.S. intelligence agent named Bill Gallen, who was there in Rome, 1946, 1947, as a young counterintelligence special agent for the U.S. Army, and he investigated this, and he gave 4 days' worth of testimony in a deposition, verifying everything that I'm telling you today. Verifying that a 10-truck convoy went into first to a monastery in Rome where they changed out from British license plates to Vatican ones and drove right in there to St. Peter's Square, claiming they had church property on it. And he interviewed and debriefed the people involved in that operation.
Okay, tell us about, there's so many things to discuss, the famous case of the Vatican banker dying and how that ties into things.
Right. Well, the Vatican Bank, also known as the Institute for Religious Works, has been involved in one scandal after another, and many scandals that we aren't even aware about because they got away with it. The Calvi case was high finance at its worst. It involved the largest bank in Italy, Banco Ambrosiano, involved operations in the Bahamas and ultimately in North America. Some people claim it triggered the savings and loan crisis in the 1980s. And it was a purposeful destabilization of Italy's largest bank by a group called the P2, who I think were Illuminati, and one of their many guises, the idea being to take over Italy. And it caused disruptions worldwide. The people involved, Sindona and Calvi, both died mysteriously. Marcinkus went into hiding at Sun City, Arizona. And the epicenter of the whole thing was the Vatican. So it's sort of like the Dan Brown book.
Do you think that the Vatican is at the heart of the European Union? Because I'm trying to learn and ferret this out. I know Blair is converted so that he can be head of the EU. That's admitted. I know that the European Union, they say that is Roman Catholic, and that they want it to, you know, be the new, quote, center of a global Europe, according to the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, and that the Treaty of Rome set up the European Union, and now U.S. Army documents have been declassified. You probably know about this, that the Nazis knew they were going to lose in 44, so they put their money into dummy corporations and said, we will rise again as a European Union. Are you familiar with that?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with that theory, and there is a lot of things to support that. First of all, some of the symbolism, even the flag of the European Union and of the Council of Europe is taken from the altar at the Cathedral of Strasbourg. It is those stars, circular stars. And there was a forerunner to the European Union called the Pan-Europa Union, and it was the same flag except with a cross in the middle of it. So
stay there. Yeah. Let's do five more minutes on the other side with our guest, Dr. Jonathan Levy, VaticanBankClaims.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You know, I wanted to get Jim Tucker on last hour, but they got him now, so he's coming up in about 3 minutes. He was at Bilderberg. He always learns more in hindsight than he even learns while he's there, so we'll get an update from him and then go to Omid in Sweden, Tex in Texas, Lance in Connecticut, Stephen in Texas, Jonathan in Connecticut. I'll at least get to those, get a few other key news articles. Finishing up with Dr. Jonathan Levy, his lawsuit against the Vatican for their activities. You know, I've studied the New World Order power structure, and it just looks like every major nation in the West, the East, they're all just run by strong men, special interests, and they all just meet together and, you know, are setting up this, you know, a world system with less and less freedom. From your research, I mean, are you saying you think the Vatican is the most powerful force in the world, or are you just saying it's run by a mafia, or are there factions in the Vatican? I mean, because you're quite a Vatican expert and have been suing them for 10 years, and you're a professor, you know, that studies these type of things. I mean, what's your bottom line view on that?
Well, bottom line, they ought to drag the books, you know, the account books out of the Vatican and audit them. That's what they ought to do. And if you did that, you'd get to the bottom of a lot of mysteries, you know, including maybe even what happened to Bernie Madoff's billions. Who knows what's in there?
Yeah, good old Bernie Madoff, just another case of that. So where is your suit going? I mean, it's getting a lot of media attention. It's been going on 10 years. Have they exhausted all their legal tricks, or are you going to prevail, or what's happening?
Well, we hope we're going to prevail. We're on the sixth amended complaint, which means we've had to amend the lawsuit six times. Of course, the Vatican has bottomless legal resources. Right now, the case against the Vatican Bank itself is up again in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, this time on the issue of immunity. Can you even sue the Vatican Bank in the United States? And then the other part of the lawsuit is proceeding slowly but proceeding, and that's against the Franciscan Order, who were the actual foot soldiers of the church involved in laundering this concentration camp money.
Amazing. Okay, well, Dr. Jonathan Levy, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, we're trying to give you all perspectives here, and before we go to Jim Tucker, and I want to ask Jim Tucker this question. I've studied it. The Vatican's its own city. It's above the law. The Federal Reserve's private. It tells us on the news it's above any law. We're now told the bankers are above the law with the banker bailout. The District of Columbia says they have immunity and are above the law and are an incorporation. There's all these, the Cayman Islands say they're above the law. It's just basically mafias take over groups or set up organizations and then declare they're above the law. And now it's a bunch of these groups teaming up. They form the New World Order. So they're all guilty. Israel, is a private, basic corporation, and there's different people that live there. But the point is the elites are using it as a command base. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. Let's go to Jim Tucker. Jim, good to have you on with us.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, you just heard the point I was making. What's your take on what's at the top of the New World Order? I mean, I see it as a bunch of pyramids that kind of nest inside each other like Russian dolls, or it all nexuses in. The head of the CFR is also one of the heads of the Bilderberg Group. The heads of the Bilderberg Group are the heads of the Club of Rome, and it's just all interconnected.
Yes, it is. Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission. And, of course, as we've said so many times, the Council on Foreign Relations has a clique at the top. They have 3,000 to 4,000 members. The clique at the top will handle the Bilderberg propaganda. And what we talk about today will be forthcoming in the months ahead as white papers issued by the CFR advocating those very points.
That's right. Every time you have your inside sources, you put out what they said, and then we see the white papers, word for word, what Tucker says come out. No source like Tucker out there. Okay, in hindsight, what was this year's Bilderberg like? What key intel did you get that you didn't relate to us last week? Where is the world going? Are things going well for Bilderberg, Jim Tucker?
Things are not going well for Bilderberg. The patriotic Americans and the patriotic nationalists from Europe are blocking Bilderberg very effectively. But that does not mean we can let our guard up, because they're still bent on a world government. They're still working as grim-faced as they are toward a world government. And some of the plans they set forth now would eliminate large amounts of our national sovereignty of our country and that of other countries around North America, Europe, and even the entire world. Now, this year, as we discussed before, big on the agenda was how to exploit the current economic meltdown and the alleged swine flu pandemic in order to create a global Department of Treasury, a global Department of Health. The Federal Reserve would evolve into the UN's global Department of Treasury. The World Health Organization would evolve into the United Nations as the Department of Health. Obviously, that would surrender great gods of sovereignty. So Carl Bildt, the longtime luminary, Bilderberg luminary, also luminary on the Trilateral Commission, and the former Prime Minister of Sweden, now Minister for Foreign Affairs, he delivered a major speech in arguing exactly part of that. He said the world economic meltdown is, quote, once in a generation crisis, while global warming is a once in a millennium challenge. We are at a crucial time, he told, Bill said. The order of magnitude of the world crisis are more challenging than we are used to. The world economic recession has already reversed strong annual growth rates in many developing nations and in some parts of Europe has potential to bring down governments. When we hit bottom, we can't be sure when where we'll bounce back up, says Bilderberg says. I mean, Bill tells Bilderberg. This is an urgent economic crisis unlike anything we have dealt with in living memory.
So, Jim Tucker, you're giving us actual transcript from your sources inside?
No, what I'm giving you is quotes given to me by sources inside.
Yeah, no, I understand. So, but you're giving us...
It's not a type transcript. It's my handwritten notes.
Okay, it's bullet points. Yeah. You know, there's 179 now... to audit the private Fed. Is that worrying them? I mean, you said that they're worried about the anti-Lisbon treaty. I keep calling it Lisbon. I know that's the capital of Portugal. Lisbon. I know they're upset about the Lisbon treaty.
Yes. They're trying to pressure the Irish into reversing itself in a referendum, which is required for the Lisbon treaty to take place, to take effect. And somehow it strengthens the European Parliament, the European Union's Parliament. I don't see how it could get stronger because we could already pass laws and impose them on the individual member nations. They'd also have more of a permanency to the presidencies of rotating every few minutes to another and a more powerful cabinet type of operation. All of that is to enhance, of course, the European Union, which is already enhanced, is a major section of the world government, like the American Union is to evolve into under their plans. But as I said, their plans have been set back. They thought in the 90s they were very confident that by the year 2000 there would be an American Union. We would all be happy to surrender sovereignty to the American Union, which would involve the entire Western Hemisphere, to an American Union legislative body that could impose laws and have an American Union court that could be superior to our own Supreme Court.
Sure, but, sure. Jim, in the time we've got with you, some other questions. You said this was the most security you ever saw. Did that backfire on them? They arrested and detained an American reporter from American Free Press, London Guardian reporter, other reporters and just tourists 2 miles away, 2.5 miles away, arresting people, and that all these years the media has denied it existed. Now it was in the AP, it's in Politico, it's in even some major U.S. papers, it was in British papers. I mean, the mere fact that they keep trying to be so secretive, it looks like all those years of denial is now backfiring on them and that their heavy hand is backfiring.
Yes, it is. And it's a breakthrough. That I haven't seen the AP story yet, but they have a substantial story on Bilderberg.
Yeah, it was whitewashed. The headline, in fact, pull it up, guys, for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv watching, please, and for listeners. It was Nationalist Protest Bilderberg, or Nationalist Protest Elite Meeting, something like that. In fact, just put Bilderberg in and then put Nationalist Protest, Greek Nationalist Protest, the word Bilderberg, it'll bring it up. Here it is, Greek Nationalist Protest Bilderberg Club Meeting. Okay, I was right the first time with the memory. And it's AP. Police heavily guarded a luxury resort in Greece on Saturday where a secretive annual rendezvous of top politicians and business leaders reportedly took place. That's a first, I think, for AP, Jim.
It is, because AP has been under tremendous pressure all these years to never use the word Bilderberg from the Washington Post, L.A. Times, and the New York Times, all three of those major newspapers are owned by Bilderberg. That is philosophically owned because they've all attended these meetings. Washington Post publishers attend every meeting of Bilderberg since 1954, and they make their solemn promise to report nothing. They pressured AP to not use the word Bilderberg. So this is
So doesn't this completely discredit them, Jim? Because they've said it doesn't exist all these decades. Everybody's heard this doesn't exist. Now they have to admit it. That's A. B, there were a whole bunch of news articles, one in the New York Times yesterday, and it implied we're delusional and doesn't exist. Other reviews of this film about myself and others, you're in it. It's called New World Order. you know, that crew that was following us around for a few years.
Yeah.
There are actual film reviews I've read by major publications that say we are schizophrenic when we were in Chantilly, Virginia, that nothing happened. There was no meeting, Jim. We are just complete loons. AP doesn't exist. This doesn't exist.
Is who saying that?
I could pull them up. It was when they had South by Southwest. That was like three different major film reviews saying Jones is insane and believes a secret group is meeting. Jones believes they're hiding behind trees and following him. Jones is insane, yeah.
Well, they're cute.
But, I mean, that will discredit them, won't it?
Certainly will. And, as I say, the awareness grows among the American people. Well, you saw it, Chantilly, all those young Ron Paul types of kids out there, and we had Americans coming from as far away as Los Angeles to Greece to chase down Bilderberg, and the as we said, the number of reporters, as usual, as, in recent years in Europe has been very large. The bigger, the more they make an ass of themselves, the more ink they get, which they do not want.
Well, it's like when they grabbed me for 15 hours that time and you had to come with the media and get me out of the jail cell, basically. That blew up in their face and was all over the news. There was no coverage of it until they did that.
And that's exactly what they wanted to avoid.
Well, for masters of the world, which they brag they are in their own minutes, why can't they figure that out, that arresting us is going to give more attention?
I don't think they're very bright. It must be too much inbreeding.
Jim, I'm not going to keep you much longer, but any other observations? I know you got great reports at AmericanFreePress.net. Anything else you learned from this year?
I urge all patriots within the sound of our voices to tell their congressmen and senators right now that they're going to be pressured to embrace the International Criminal Court, which, of course, would be another huge surrender of national sovereignty to a court that be superior to our own Supreme Court. Bilderberg's instructed Obama, who's there with Willing Wilkie, as I started calling him, to try to get passed early in the year 2011. Their strategy is this. As you recall, Bill Clinton, Bilderberg himself, signed off on the International Criminal Court, but a test vote in the Senate showed more than 90 senators voting against it. But many of those left-wing senators did not want to vote against it, but they were scared of their constituents because they heard from them. Now, what Obama is going to sweet-talk the left-wing senators in his own party, and maybe a couple of deserters in the Republican Party, don't worry, this is going to be done very quietly when the new and more left-wing Congress is elected in 2010, in January of 2011, when the new newly elected Congress is seated, on a Saturday night, late on a Saturday evening, we'll quietly pass, the Senate will quietly ratify the International Criminal Court treaty.
And by the way, that just won't kill sovereignty. The International Criminal Court has no free speech, no rights. Very tyrannical. Now, what about Iran? What about Iran is, because the word is they're talking with Israel about letting them hit them in the next couple of years. What do you know about that from Bilderberg?
Bilderberg is not is very concerned about whether or not there will be a big conflagration in the Middle East with Israel doing a preemptive strike. I don't know for sure, but I think they're telling Israel to try to take a deep breath now, because they are concerned. Of course, they have heavy oil interests in the region themselves, that Israel does what it now calls a preemptive strike against Iran. Iran fires back, and there's a nuclear holocaust in the Middle East. So they seem to be very nervous about that.
All right. What about their global carbon taxes? We know they're getting those in Europe, but they're having trouble in the U.S. Any word on that?
Well, they're still pressing for legislation they've had pending before the United Nations, unknown to the American people and the public at large for 3 years or so, to create a global U.N. tax on oil at the wellhead, just a penny or two to start with. You wouldn't even notice you're paying it. But symbolically, you'd be paying a direct tax to the world government every time you bought gasoline for your car or your lawnmower or oil for any purpose. And then, of course, over the years, it would be cranked up to a significant amount. But to set the precedent of a direct tax by the United Nations on the people of the world, that's what's most important to them, that symbol of all-powerful government.
Are they worried about the anti? I mean, I know they're scared about the anti-EU movement. Are they figuring out we have 179 sponsors to audit the Fed, and at the end, the Fed movement is rising?
They're confident that they can pressure enough congressmen to block it. But we can hope they're wrong. They're a little bit nervous about it, but they believe that they'll be able to block it. We all hope they cannot.
All right. Folks, you can subscribe to American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and get Jim's great reports. We have a link to the stories he's written at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also get his book that we sell, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, an incredible read of 30-plus years tracking and tracing them, the photos, the documents. I mean, it's just an amazing book. Get it at InfoWars.com. Jim Tucker, hey, look, it's got to feel good. Been doing this 35, 36 years, and now it's breaking all over the place. We salute you, Jim.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, come back with a final segment. You know, we were going to have Jim on earlier, and we got a time zone issue, so I'm sorry to the callers, but we'll see what happens on the other side. I got some important info coming up. Then I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Stay with us.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazard. Hazard utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazard.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazard.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazard today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. New World Order's war against humanity. Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jam-packed show. I got some final news I want to hit. Maybe we'll jam into college. Maybe we'll go into overdrive and take all these callers. Maybe that's the answer. Who knows? But I do want to tell the listeners, about InfoWars.com. We've added their ringtones on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You see the banner to AlexJonesRingtones.com. And that's a big ringtone Christian company that puts out Christian ringtones. They wanted to put out some Alex Jones ringtones. We're glad they're doing it, and it's a great way to wake up friends and family because you can hear me ranting and screaming. You can go listen to all the ringtones for free there at AlexJonesRingtones.com. Download the ringtones with me and support the InfoWar right now. Go to the listen to some of the ringtones like Obama, We're Under Attack, Mayday, 911 Was an Inside Job, Let Your Phone Wake Up People Around You. You want to contribute to the InfoWar, this is a great way to do it. It's, again, these are very obnoxious, and some of them are. Some of them aren't so obnoxious, and it's a great way to wake up people. So follow the banners on my websites or go to AlexJonesRingtones.com. Also, Survival Seed Bank, this is just a great company. They have super high-quality, non-hybrid, non-GMO seed lines. The UN, all the Monsanto are buying up the seed lines. Europe's passed laws where you have to be registered to be able to buy non-GMO seeds and to be able to hold seeds. We have that Guardian reporter on about that last week. I mean, this is just getting nuts. We all need to be self-sufficient. Gardening is fun. It's easy. Your kids will love it. You can do it in a small plot in your backyard. Start now. Now is the growing season. They got stuff that grows good in the summer and in the fall. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or survivalseedbank.com. Check them out today, and I want to thank all our other sponsors as well. You know, the big issue here is they are deciding to kill the dollar right now. They are deciding to get rid of the U.S. AAA rating. They're just running out our debt, running up the nation's credit card before they finally drop the hammer on us. I meant to get to this on the show today. I covered some of it the first hour. New terror plot, another government provocateur set up. And then we even have the news clips in this article from back in 2006 where they, the Christian black street kids, they said they were Muslim terrorists that were going to launch a ground war against the United States. They had no weapons, had no targets, weren't planning it. It's the same thing here where the FBI created the group, tried to give them the weapons, and just they do this to get anti-terror funding and to legitimize the MIAC report they've put out in the DHS report demonizing patriots here in the country. There's another story here out of the Wall Street Journal I'm going to cover on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. when I'm back live. The Climate Industrial Complex World Business Summit on Climate Change, opening keynote address delivered by Al Gore. The Wall Street Journal hits the nail on the head here, explaining that it's like the military-industrial complex, but that it is basically a select group of corporations that want to shake down industry and business and taxpayers and control every facet of our lives. So more and more truth coming out in mainstream media. This by Bjorn Lomborg out of the Wall Street Journal. I don't know how they let them do that in the Wall Street Journal, because Rupert Murdoch has directed all of his holdings. We played their own corporate piece they put out to all their corporate members to push messages of global warming being real and being a dire threat. We need a global corporate tax. So that's an example of different camps within organizations. Of course, he just bought the Wall Street Journal a year ago. He may not have been able to purge all the reality-based people out of it. And sorry to the callers. I did take quite a few today. We had 4 or 5 guests on today's show. And that's all about to restart on the streams at InfoWars.com. Being restreamed right now at InfoWars.com. And please don't forget the free podcast. It's linked up at the top of InfoWars.com where it says the Alex Jones Radio Show. Just click there. It's on that page. And please keep spreading the word about the show. We're waking a lot of people up. People are very fertile minds right now. So reach out to everybody. Great job, listeners, taking action this week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.